can't believe it. Great man, Dumbledore. Came straight down to me hut after Professor Kettleburn said he'd had enough. It's what I always wanted. Overcome with emotion, he buried his face in his napkin, and Professor McGonagall shooed them away. Harry, Ron, and Hermione joined the Gryffindors, streaming up the marble staircase, and, very tired now, along more corridors, up more and more stairs, to the hidden entrance to Gryffindor Tower. A large portrait of a fat lady in a pink dress asked them, "Password?" "Coming through, coming through," Percy called from behind the crowd. "The new password's Fortuna Major." "Oh, no," said Neville Longbottom, sadly. He always had trouble remembering the passwords. Through the portrait hole and across the common room, the girls and boys divided towards their separate staircases. Harry climbed the spiral stairs with no thought in his head except how glad he was to be back. They reached their familiar circular dormitory with its 5 four-poster beds, and Harry, looking around, felt he was home at last.